Yes, we're playing Name That Sound on RN Drive today. It's the secret sound. All right, be the 23rd caller. Before, we played a clip from a film and I was asking you what it was. And you all got it right. There must be a whole lot of buffs out there. That was indeed Mick Jagger as Ned Kelly. Yes, we're talking about that in histrionics. What was that, though? Can you guess what it is? Sounds like it's crying out number 28, right? Yes, it is, because it's the sounds of the Aussie ringneck bird, which is also known as the 28 parrot. The Noongar people of southwestern WA refer to that jolly little fellow as a bringer of happiness. It's just one of 52 birds that is in the running for being Australia's favourite bird. It's part of a series of activities being run during National Bird Week, and that was from, it's from an app actually, it's Michael Moore Kembe's Birds of Australia smartphone app, which you can get if you want to get access to those sounds. But joining me now is someone who would know immediately what that was. He can tell that I'm just faking it, really. His name is Sean Dooley. He's a Melbourne author. He's a conservationist. He's a bird watcher. He's a veteran of the drawing room. He's also the editor of BirdLife Australia magazine. And, well, this is your grand final this week, really.
This is the election that really counts, Waleed.
Yes. Yes, I can imagine that it is. Have you got a favourite? Do you know who's likely to win?
I can give you the latest in the poll.
There's polling on this.
We've opened up the lines.
Yes.
BirdLife Australia has a specific dedicated website, australiasfavouritebird.org.au, and people have been voting from across the country all October. We've just passed the 5,000th vote.
Yes.
And I can, if you want the drum roll, the leading leader at the moment, is the superb fairy wren.
The superb fairy wren.
The little blue wren.
With the
people might know as the Jenny wren.
Does it sound a bit like this?
You're good.
Actually, you know, yes. I'm not good at all. But we just so happen to have producers on board at the moment that know more about birds than anyone in the world except you.
Yes.
And so they can just, you name a bird, bang, they're on it. They've got a thing. It's amazing.
Oh, definitely. Well, you asked me what my favourite bird is, and I'm voting for the little wattle bird this. And one of your producers was flaming me on social media last night, going, "Come on, why not the red wattle bird or the yellow wattle bird? They're far more glamorous."
So what's your favourite? The blue?
No, the blue wren, the superb fairy wren, is leading.
No, but your favourite was?
My favourite was the little wattle bird.
Little wattle bird, this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Why not this one?
Well, that call. In the area where I grew up in coastal Melbourne, that call, the variation they had, sounded like the opening bars to Swingin' Safari, which was pretty cool as a kid. And also, it was one of the birds that got me interested in bird watching. I had this innate curiosity about nature, which I think most kids do, but I sort of, you know, my life was one series of disappointments after another in suburban Melbourne. There were no rhinos, no giraffes. I dug up the driveway. There were no dinosaurs in there. But seeing a pair of these birds build a nest in a magnolia tree on the way to my walk to school and seeing them raise their chicks was that fascination, that wonder of life and nature. And it really connected me into birds. And luckily, our school at Seaford North Primary School was next to a swamp. We had a teacher who was a bird watcher and who would take us bird watching down by the swamp. And I was hooked.
That's what got you into it. Yeah.
Definitely. And so little wattle bird, it's not the most gorgeous bird. It's kind of brown and streaky. But they're
good
in the suburbs.
Though.
Great call. And just really feisty, great characters. And I've still got a big soft spot for them. So
I like it because it's in 2/4. Like you can feel that that's the rhythm of that bird call is fantastic. All right, so you mentioned that the superb fairy wren is currently winning at the moment. What's coming second?
Coming second, it's really a two-horse race here.
Two bird race.
Yes. The magpie, Australian magpie, is coming second.
That's a little boring.
Oh, not
just
really.
The magpie.
When you think about it,
really?
How can you not hear that and immediately be transported to the Australian countryside? I think that's
suburbia.
Yeah, I have them in our street in the suburbs now. And every morning when I hear that, I just am immediately transported. It's such an evocative sound of the Australian landscape. And that's, I think, why people are responding. And also that call is one of the most complex vocalizations of any bird in the world. Apparently there's up to 300 different melody combinations. And the magpie actually double tracks its voice. So if you were to slow that down, you get a bass and drum track, and then over the top you're getting the melody coming in. It's quite incredible. I've got musician friends who've recorded magpies and have said, "Hey, dude, you got to listen to this."
Wow, so it's like a mobile feathered studio.
It is.
That's incredible. That's okay. I'm on the magpie now. Yeah. I want to get the magpie home. If people want to vote, what do they do?
Go to Australia's favourite bird.org.au. That's all one word, and you can vote for the 52 birds. This year, Bird Week theme is getting to know your neighbours, meet the neighbours. We're looking at the birds that, well, like the little wattle bird for me, the ones that connect you to nature every day, whether it's in your backyard, down the park, down the beach, that sort of thing. Because so often when I come on talking about birds and BirdLife Australia, we're talking about the birds that are about to become extinct, or the remote ones that you never get to see. Yeah. And really, we're so lucky in Australia to have such amazing birds surrounding us that they provide the soundtrack to our lives, and they're incredibly beautiful things. And so we want to celebrate this week with
Bird
Week.
I'm on the Maggie. And as a Richmond supporter, God, it hurts to say that. But anyway, Sean, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure. It's big of you.
Oh, go the Maggies. It's huge of me. Oh, it's unbelievable, the pain. Sean Dooley. He's a Melbourne author. He's a conservationist. He's a record-holding birdwatcher, not just any birdwatcher. He's also the editor of BirdLife Australia magazine. You can go and vote, and we'll be playing bird calls throughout the show. At least I hope we will, because I just said we will. 27 minutes to 7. Let's go to the news desk and get some headlines. Colin Denevan joins us. Do you have a favourite bird, Colin?
Not really, but I've got a question for your expert there.
Well, look out. Okay, we'll bring Sean back. Go on. Yes,
okay,
go
for Colin. Hit me, Colin.
What's the best way to buy canaries?
Oh, good question.
Best, I don't know. What is the best way to buy canaries?
Put them on hire purchase.
Ah, Colin Denevan with the gear.
Oh, dear. 71 fires are still burning across New South Wales.